Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for September 17th, 2023 is based on Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, and Matthew chapter 26, verses 6 through 13. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon is based on our second guiding principle at Resurrection Lutheran Church: we are kind and respectful to all.
A reading from Joshua. Then Joshua, son of Nun, sent two men directly from Shittim as spies, saying, "Go, view the land, especially Jericho." So they went. They entered the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab and spent the night there. The king of Jericho was told, "Some Israelites have come here tonight to search out the land." Then the king of Jericho sent orders to Rahab, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who enter your house, for they have only come to search out the whole land." But the woman took two men and hid them. Then she said, "True, the men came to me, but I did not know where they came from." And when it was time to close the gate at dark, the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you can overtake them. She, however, brought them up to a roof and hid them with the stalks of flax that she had laid out on the roof. So the men pursued them on the way to the Jordan as far as the fords. As soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Before they went to sleep, she came up on them on the roof and said to them, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that dread of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt in fear before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond the Jordan, the Sihon and the Og, whom you utterly destroyed. As soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, and there was no courage left in any of us because of you. The Lord your God is indeed God in heaven above and on earth below. Now then, since I have dealt kindly with you, swear to me by the Lord that in turn will deal kindly with my family. Give me a sign of good faith that you will spare my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death." The men said to her, "Our life for yours. If you do not tell this business of ours, then we will deal kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land." Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the outer side of the city wall, and she resided within the wall herself. Then she said to them, "Go toward the hill country, so that the pursuers may not come up upon you. Hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers have returned, and then afterward you may go your way." The men said to her, "We will be released from this oath that you have made us to swear to you if we invade the land and you do not tie this crimson cord in the window through which you have let us down, and do not gather into your house your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family. And if any of you go out of the doors of your house and into the street, they shall be responsible for their own death, and we shall be innocent. But if a hand is laid upon any who are with you in the house, we shall bear the responsibility for their death. But if you tell this business of yours, then we shall be released from this oath that you made us swear to you." She said, "According to your words, so be it." She sent them away, and they departed. Then she tied the crimson cord in the window. Word of life, word of God. Thanks be to God.
Good job. A reading from Matthew. Now, while Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when the disciples saw it, they were angry and said, "Why this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for a large sum and the money given to the poor." But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you trouble this woman? She has performed a good service for me. For you will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. By pouring this ointment on my body, she has prepared me for burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Last week, we started our 5-week sermon series that we are doing that focuses on the core values or the guiding principles of this congregation. On your way in, you may have seen a big board on a stand. It's out there every week that shares those guiding principles, but we thought it was important to talk about these and how they influence what we do in the congregation and how they influence us in our faith. These 5 aspects of the identity of this congregation, these 5 things make us unique to our calling in the community, and they guide the direction of our ministries. As I mentioned last week, whenever a major decision is to be made or the need to address a concern pops up, the church council, before they take any action, always looks through the lens of, does this meet our mission? And does this align with our guiding principles and core values? They are the things that direct us in our mission. Our guiding principle last week was all are welcome and invited here. If you weren't here last week and you want to catch up and watch last week's, you can view that on our Facebook page or our YouTube page, or you can listen to the readings and the sermon on our podcast page on our website. This week, we turn to our 2nd guiding principle. We are kind and respectful to all. A big thank you to Greg Ellison, church council member, who this week shares what this guiding principle means to him in the life of the church.
Good morning. My name is Greg Ellison. I'm the vice president of Your Resurrection Lutheran Church, Church Council. You know, growing up, my mother was always about teaching me the golden rule. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I watched her put that into practice every single day. And I try to do the same. Do I fall short? Sometimes. But I try to remember that we don't know what others are dealing with. And so kindness and respect can be a true gift. Kindness doesn't have to be some sort of grand display or effort. It could be something light, like a smile or a quick wave to someone. Whenever I'm out walking the dog or doing some yard work, I always take time to wave at the passing cars. Kindness by itself, though, can be seen as patronizing or shallow. And so respect pairs very well with it to offset that, both together. And the respect that I refer to is due regard for the feeling, wishes, rights, or traditions of others. This respect should never be earned. It should always be given freely. And so we are kind and respectful to all. And remember that all includes you. Don't forget that.
I mentioned last week that when I asked council members to record these videos, I only told them what their guiding principle was that they'd be talking about. I didn't tell them the Bible passages that I had chosen or what I would be preaching about. And each week as I am recording and editing these videos, I am struck at how well our council members have taken these guiding principles to heart. Greg hit the nail on the head in the video. Kindness and respect pair well together. Or as I had written it in my sermon planning notes, kindness and respect go hand in hand. In the life of the church, these 2 traits, kindness and respect, always must be paired together if we are truly living our mission. I'm reminded of a story from a congregation that I know personally, where kindness and respect didn't go hand in hand. The congregation held a monthly dinner for people in the community who were food insecure and needed a hot meal. Every month, congregation members poured into the kitchen to help prepare the meal and serve the food and then clean up afterwards. And as visitors went through the line and got their plate full of food, they would go and sit at round tables, kind of like we have in our community room. But the only person in the church who would go and sit with the people and talk to them at the table was the pastor. The pastor later asked some of the volunteers why they didn't want to sit with the people at the table. Why didn't they want to hear their stories? Why didn't they want to invite them to worship on Sunday to experience Jesus? And one of the lead volunteers piped up and said, "We don't mind feeding them if they are hungry, but we don't want their kind in the pews next to us on Sunday." An act of kindness done without any semblance of respect for the recipients. Are those volunteers really living out God's mission? Or are they missing the mark? Is their act of feeding the stranger, as God calls us to do, enough? Or does God call them and us to more? In our two readings from Joshua and Matthew, we hear stories of women who do an act of kindness out of the respect for the humanity of the people they are serving. An act of kindness really is acknowledging the humanity in the person across from us. Rahab hides the spies so that they're not killed by the king and offers to help them when they return so that this God she has heard about may be glorified. And the unnamed woman in Matthew brings an extravagant gift to Jesus as a way of honoring him and showing him respect. And in both cases, the act of kindness are noticed, but their intentions are challenged because the accusers do not show them or have respect for them. In the story of Rahab, she shows the men that she can be trusted and shows them respect by protecting them and giving them a plan for their escape. But the men force a litany of conditions upon her because despite being saved by her, they still do not respect or trust her. In fact, a few verses after this reading, the spies return back to Joshua and talk all about the great deeds that they did in scouting out the city and never once mention the kindness of Rahab. And in the story of the unnamed woman, the disciples recognize the great gift that she has poured onto Jesus' head, but their lack of respect for her makes them question her action. Now, they could have asked her directly, "Why are you doing this?" But instead, they immediately rebuke her and try to tear her down in front of Jesus. But Jesus corrects them, saying, and I'm paraphrasing here, "You know not what she does, so why do you scorn her? She is doing a great service to me by preparing me for my death." Jesus sees the humanity in the person across from him, this unnamed woman, and immediately offers her respect and does her an act of kindness by correcting the disciples. Kindness and respect go hand in hand. If we come up to someone we greatly respect, it isn't a tough task to show them a little kindness. But if we come up to someone who we don't respect, is it our first thought to show them kindness? My guess is that it's not. But should it be? Doesn't Jesus call us to love our neighbors, even our enemies? The good news is that God continues to work for good, even when we are less than kind or are just outright disrespectful to others. And we see evidence of that as Jesus is nailed to the cross due to human meanness and disrespect. But God uses that to show us that God will overcome our faults and that God will eventually have power over death for all of us as well. The coming kingdom of God does not hinge on how kind or respectful we are, thank goodness, but we are able to share a glimpse of heaven on earth now when we hold kindness and respect hand in hand in our actions. And so as we move forth as Resurrection Lutheran Church, to whom is God calling us to go out of our way to show kindness and give respect? Who might that be for us as a congregation, corporately together, and who might that be for us individually? We are kind and respectful to all. God has equipped each and every one of you in different ways to live out this guiding principle for the sake of God's mission in the world. We are kind and respectful to all. What does that look like for you? Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.